Hey, in times of crisis, you often find people stepping up within the community, and a great Facebook page, Lend a Hand Laurel Highlands, has been started, and our friend Katrina Prokoski has joined us as administrator of that page to talk all about the purpose of what it is. Katrina, thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
Yeah, absolutely. And this page is doing some significant things, and it's been getting some attention. What was the motivation behind putting this together?
So I have a friend, Rachel Allen, and she had posted on Facebook a link to a mutual aid society in Ohio that had popped up in response to the coronavirus crisis and asked, can we do this here? So there were a few people commenting on that post. And a mutual aid society is a network of regular people who offer help to strangers or ask for help. So I participated in that conversation, and I already admin a large Facebook group. Mm-hmm. So I had experience in facilitating that. So I thought creating a group would be the best way to easily connect people.
Yeah.
So I started the group on the 15th, and people have been joining and posting really regularly and actively. And as of today, it has over 1,100 members.
That's amazing, amazing. And it just shows you how people care within this community. You know, so much is said about the social divisiveness that we have, that Facebook does. But when really, when we're in a time of crisis or in a time of need, people really do want to help. And the good comes out in people during these times, doesn't it?
It absolutely does. One thing that's been really eye-opening for me is the situation that some people are in. You know, I'm lucky.
Yeah.
I can work from home easily. I have everything that I need to survive at my house.
Mm-hmm.
But for people in our community who live vulnerable lives to start off with, their resources have really been cut back, and they're getting fewer every day.
Yeah.
You think of some people that have to rely on public transportation. I heard a story of someone who can't get to the laundromat to wash their clothes.
Yeah.
And so it's been really amazing and heartwarming to see people reaching out to help people like that.
So what the page is showing, that, you know, that people are asking for help, they are getting help. But it's not only that, but people are offering things as well. If it's food, if it's clothing, if it's transportation, that's what people are doing, right?
Yeah. We encourage people to hashtag their posts with either help I can give or help that I need.
Okay.
And so there are people that are posting direct requests, and there are people that are posting what they can offer.
Mm-hmm.
And everything, the posts have been all over the place.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, there have been some things that are as simple as someone needed an iPhone charger.
Mm-hmm.
And then there were people that are in a little bit more desperate circumstances. You know, there was a woman whose husband is battling cancer and is undergoing chemo and a very immunocompromised.
Mm-hmm.
She's almost out of disinfectant wipes and couldn't find anything at the store she was going to.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's been, for someone to be able to help in a situation like that, I just think is incredible.
Yeah. Absolutely. No, it's just, it's absolutely wonderful. And I've been following, and it's just so wonderful to see people being able to get their requests. And as you said, what could be something very small, could be something seemingly insignificant that maybe somebody has, or the availability to do something. And people are making themselves available. Katrina, there might be people hearing us talk right now that want to get involved. What would you advise they do?
So it is a closed Facebook group.
Mm-hmm.
So you have to search for it.
Mm-hmm.
Called, again, it's Lend a Hand Laurel Highlands, and you have to request membership.
Yeah.
But we're approving everyone that wants to be a part of it.
Gotcha.
And then if you have help to give, put a post up and be specific about what you can do. If you need help, be specific about where you're located and the help that you need.
Mm-hmm.
And we have, in addition to me, we have four moderators.
Mm-hmm.
We're trying to make sure that people are being appropriate,
right,
that people aren't abusing the opportunity to ask for help.
Correct.
And we are trying to keep the page streamlined,
mm-hmm,
so that it's easy to navigate.
Yeah.
If people are trying to post other things about coronavirus that aren't specific to a need or help, we are not including those kinds of posts because we want people to be really, we want it to be a page where people can use it easily,
mm-hmm,
and find the help they need or can connect with people who need the help.
The common question would be that, did you expect this kind of reaction from this? But knowing you, knowing Rachel and the others involved here, I think you kind of did know people were going to step up, didn't you?
I did. I work a lot with volunteer groups in our community. Part of my job, and I also volunteer a lot in my personal life. And I meet people every day who are doing good things to help others.
Mm-hmm.
So a crisis like this, I knew that those helpers would be there ready to offer whatever they have.
Mm-hmm.
And I also think that crisis can bring out the worst in people or the best in people.
Correct.
And I think people too, I think a lot of us feel some anxiety right now,
mm-hmm,
feel like things are out of our hands, out of our control. But being able to do something good, to help someone else,
mm-hmm,
I think it helps to take away some of that anxiety and, you know, those bad feelings.
Yeah, agreed.
When you can focus on doing good and doing something. You can't fix the big problem. You can't fix the world.
Right.
But you can fix a problem for someone else and make their life a little easier.
Indeed. Even the smallest gesture goes a long way if we all make these small gestures. Hey, Katrina, I really appreciate the conversation, and as always, really appreciate what you do. Thanks for taking the time to talk to us today.
Thank you so much for having me again, Bo, and stay well.
Thank you. You too. Be safe.